Actor Rod Steiger was really good at playing bad guys, especially bad guys with accents. Steiger died today in Los Angeles at age 77. He had lived dozens of lives in his movies. His most well-known role may have been as Marlon Brando's brother in On the Waterfront. Riding in the back seat of a car, Steiger's Charlie tries to convince Brando's Terry not to rat on corrupt union officials.
You don't mean that you're thinking of testifying against some people that we might know?
I don't know, Charlie. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know, Charlie. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Listen, Terry, you know how much those piers are worth that we control through the local?
I know that.
All right, you think that Johnny's going to jeopardize the whole setup for one rubber-lipped ex-tanker
don't
who's walking
that.
On his heels? What the?
Been better.
That's not the point.
I could have been a lot better,
the
Charlie.
The point is we don't have much time.
I'm telling you, I haven't made up my mind
well,
yet.
Well, make up your mind before we get to 437 River Street.
Both Brando and Steiger studied at New York's Actors Studio, where students learned to draw on their own lives and portraying a character. Steiger mastered the style, known as method acting. On screen, he portrayed Nazis, rabbis, gangsters, and even comedian W.C. Fields. In 1967, he won the Oscar for Best Actor, quite a feat considering the competition that year. He beat Warren Beatty, Paul Newman, Dustin Hoffman, and Spencer Tracy. Steiger won for his portrayal of a bigoted Southern sheriff in The Heat of the Night, co-starring Sidney Poitier.
All right, I'll check on this wise city boy from Philadelphia. You take him outside and hold him.
Yes, sir. May I suggest that you call my chief and I'll pay for the call.
You hear him say he paid for the call? How much do they pay you to do their police work?
$162.39 per week.
$162.39 a week? Well, boy! You take him outside, Wood, but treat him easy, because a man that makes $162.39 a week, man, we do not want to ruffle him.
In 1989, Steiger told NPR that to do his job, he would first capture the voice needed for the role.
When I do an accent, I keep it 24 hours a day because I want to get it so into myself that I don't listen to myself. You can't listen to yourself and do anything correct. So I tried to, when I did W.C. Fields, I used to drive my wife and people crazy, you know. I walk into a restaurant, and it's, I have a little steak, I have ketchup, and I have some scrambled eggs, please, a little toast on the side. If it's a German thing, I did a German thing. It just depended on what I had to do, you know.
Steiger thoroughly inhabited a character. He was most proud of his role as a Holocaust survivor in the 1965 film The Pawnbroker. The character shuns everything, love, art, science, professing in self-defense that nothing matters to him except money.
Firstly, money can increase or decrease in value. Secondly, money is risky, but at a given moment one has some idea of its worth. Thirdly, money can buy you many things, comfort, luxury, relief from pain, sometimes even life itself. And now you listen to me. Next to the speed of light, which Einstein says is the only absolute in the universe, second only to that, I rank money.
Rod Steiger in The Pawnbroker. The actor died today. He was 77.